Well, I'm here and you're there because the world has changed. Our plans and routines have changed. Where we go and how we get there has changed. How we see our friends and our family has changed. How we do school and work and errands and play has changed. Even the way we greet our neighbors has changed. I met a new neighbor across the street this week, and I introduced myself to her and to our family from the other side of the street, and I was yelling at her the whole time. That is not my style. It's a completely new way of relating to people. And it's dizzying to think about everything that has changed in such a short amount of time. Like, think about it. What were you doing 3 weeks ago? What were your plans for that Sunday? What were you looking forward to? And when we are dizzy, it can feel like everything is spinning out of control. Like everything has changed around us, and it's just a matter of time before we lose our balance and topple over. But even in this world that has turned upside down and inside out, there are a few things that haven't changed. And the first thing is Jesus. Jesus is the same. He's holding steady yesterday, today, and forever. The world has changed, but Jesus has not. The world is spinning, but Jesus is not. The world is in crisis, but Jesus is not. The world is overwhelmed, but Jesus is not. Jesus is exactly who Isaiah said he would be in Isaiah 9, verse 6. He's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And those aren't just Jesus's like Christmas characteristics. That's who Jesus is today, which means Jesus is here to offer us help and wisdom today. Jesus is big enough and strong enough for the world's problems today. Jesus is present and available to us today. He brings comfort and direction to us today. Jesus is the same. And it's really important that we guard, that we're vigilant about guarding the truth of who Jesus is right now, because sometimes our feelings try to tell us a different story, especially in crisis. If we're lonely, we question if Jesus is really with us. If we're afraid, we doubt that Jesus will protect us. If we're lost, we wonder if Jesus has forgotten us. And I understand how we get there, but none of that is true. How we feel is not an indicator of Jesus' character or his posture towards us. It's just how we feel. And friends, we are gonna feel a whole lot of things in the coming weeks. We're gonna be spinning around in this whirlwind for a little while. And all of this kind of makes me think of dancers. Dancers are always spinning. Ice skaters too. Their bodies spin with this speed and force, but they don't tip over. Dancers and skaters know how to spin and not become dizzy. And it's because they have learned one very specific life-changing skill. While they're spinning around and around and around, they look at one stationary spot in the room and they fix their attention, their eyes on that spot while their bodies are spinning. And this practice of focused attention, it actually impacts how their brains and their bodies process and experience the spinning. Jesus is our one steady spot in the room. And when we fix our attention, our eyes on Him, we can spin around and around and around and not topple over. What does it look like for you to focus your attention on Jesus right now? Like, what would it mean for you to choose Him as your anchoring spot each and every day? What I've noticed for me over the past 3 weeks is that it makes a really big difference for me to begin and end my day with Jesus. Instead of the news or text with friends or a strategy on how we might manage our new life, beginning and ending my day with Jesus helps. It helps me focus on Him. It helps me stay in step with Him. It helps me come back to Him. And when I am able to remember that Jesus is the same, it reminds me that the core of who I am is still the same. We are still people of hope. There is a hope inside of you. There's a hope inside of me. Even if we don't feel it or we can't access it right now, hope is a part of who we are. 1 Peter chapter 1 says that we've been given a new birth into a living hope. When you said yes to a life with Jesus, a living hope was planted inside of you. And hope isn't like a thank you for signing up gift. Hope is planted in us because Jesus is alive and He's transforming the world around us, and we are tethered to Him. We aren't just swirling around at the mercy of whatever life brings. We aren't stuck with a hopeless destiny or crummy circumstances in front of us. We belong to Jesus. And Jesus is repairing and restoring and healing the world, even now. And the Bible says that when you put your hope in Jesus, you will not be put to shame. That's what Psalm 25:3 says. Your hope won't go to waste when it's placed in Jesus. Jesus is trustworthy and He's steady. He will not forget you. He will not let you go. And hope is this living thing inside of us. It's something to nurture, to guard, that we have to care for. Which kind of makes me wonder, what's the condition of my hope these days? It's been a rough few weeks. And I think our hope needs some care right now. Think of it like a plant. Plants need sunlight and water and good soil and a pot to grow in. Well, hope needs its own list of things as well. Hope needs the truth of the Bible. Have you read the Bible recently? You know, this is the time to kind of saturate yourself in Scripture. The Bible tells us who God is and who we are to God. It tells us what it means to be a follower of Jesus, how our identity is formed by the character and the presence of God. Hope needs Jesus' company and presence. Have you spent any time with Him lately? You know, I've noticed that as our worlds have gotten smaller, they've gotten much louder. We need to learn to turn down our screens every once in a while and just sit with Jesus. Keep in step with Him. Listen to Him. Hope needs praise and thanksgiving. Can you remember what you have seen God do? Maybe it's time to make a list. Maybe you could make one once a week or every day even. There's always something. Can you remember places where you've seen God in the world? Seen God respond to you? Seen God surprise you? Music and art and laughter and conversations with others can also help our hope grow. This is the time to take good care of our hope it's going to make the difference. In a world that is changing and spinning around and around faster than most of us ever anticipated, Jesus is still the same. He is the steady spot in the room, which is really, really good news, because if he is the steady spot in the room that is unchanging, then that means who I am is the same. Who you are is the same. Even though our story will now include a pandemic, our identity has not changed. We are still marked by hope because Jesus has given us hope. And that hope is still alive because Jesus is alive. All of that happened. All of that was planted in you when you said yes to Jesus. And if you're listening to this and you've never said yes to Jesus, if you're listening to this and you want to say yes to Jesus, you can do that now. Seriously, like from wherever you're listening to this. There is no list of regrets that is too long for him to reject us. Jesus is so kind and loving and welcoming to us whenever we are ready to turn towards him. And so if you want Jesus to be a part of your life, that's all you have to do. Turn towards him. I'm going to pray right now a prayer that can turn you towards Jesus. And all you have to do is you can repeat the words after me. You can pray it alongside me if you want. This is what you say. Jesus, for so long I have lived apart from you. But now I want to invite you into my life. I receive your mercy. I receive your forgiveness. Will you come now and take control? Take leadership of my life. And the rest of us, let's join in prayer as well. Jesus, we thank you that you have not changed. We thank you, Lord, that you are holding steady. And that in your steadiness, we are anchored. So God, would you show us what it means to be people of hope even now? What it means to nurture and care for our hope? What it means to find you and place our hope in you? God, as the world has turned upside down, would you show us each and every day where you are? In Jesus' name, amen.